Even for a small-scale operation, the amount of grain and other materials needed to make a spirit at the Marble Distilling Company is huge. Right now, Connie Baker is driving a forklift, carrying a pallet of grain for one of the many spirits they make. Later, she'll be shoveling grain from a one-ton bag.
Oh, it's tilted too much like this. It's not level. There you go.
Before the Marble Distilling Company opened its doors last year, Baker had attended a distilling school in Spokane.
It was like a light bulb went off and I decided this is what I wanted to do with my life.
It was then that Baker knew that she had to be a distiller. So after lots of work trying to find a loan, she opened the Marble Distilling Company. She saw a need for a space where people could really see how distilling was done.
If we could build a distillery and have it on Main Street in Carbondale, it would just be incredible because it's a place where people can actually come, see the distillery, and kind of experience the distilling process.
After a year of awards and successful business, Baker is finding that her main source of support is the community, one that she says is focused on buying local. Keith Marlowe is the director of sales and marketing at the distillery.
It's really neat for people to come in and have a cocktail that's completely sourced locally. Everything that Connie has sourced here is coming from Colorado and as close in proximity to us as possible.
It's an early morning at the Roaring Fork Beer Company, just a few miles away from the distilling company. Chase Engel has already been at work for a few hours. He opened his brewery 2 years ago this week. After some time at Ska Brewing Company, Oscar Blues in Longmont, and the Aspen Brewing Company, he decided that he wanted to do something on his own.
It's more rewarding that way. I get to make my own recipes and do my own thing, do it exactly the way I want to do it. And that's fun, even though sometimes we make mistakes, but you learn from them, and it's rewarding.
Doing it his own way means that he can focus on making the beers he really likes. He prefers hoppy ones. And like Baker and Marlowe, Engel says community support is a big reason his operation has been successful in the past 2 years.
People here really follow the buy local sort of thing, and there's so many great breweries out there, but I think it's awesome that people want to support the guys down the street, and instead of, you know, going through one of the other 4,400 breweries in America.
And as a former employee of multiple breweries across the state, Engel says the ultimate goal of craft beer isn't to beat out other craft breweries.
I think the competition within the craft beer industry is not between other craft breweries, it's us trying to get Bud Light drinkers to switch to drinking our products. And so I think we're all in it together.
And that sense of togetherness is something that the people at Marble Distilling Company have felt extended out to them. They're currently collaborating with Roaring Fork Beer Company to create a new spirit. Keith Marlowe notices the feeling of community and unity that the distilling operation has created.
It's been really neat to be on the bike path in Carbondale and having people biking down from Aspen, biking up from Glenwood, biking all up and down the valley and coming in, experiencing what we're up to, and they want to purchase local.
They want to keep adding to a town that Connie Baker says has kept its sense of sophistication but has also stayed a friendly place. And most importantly, one where people work together and support each other. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.